Welcome to Ideologically Illogical. And today we have a very exciting episode, one I think you're going to enjoy. And we have found confirmation that our planet, this planet, Earth, is growing. And that is just great news. It changes all the science that we know about it. However, will it be put out in mainstream? Probably not. So anyway, that's our leader in for today, guys. We have discovered an old city, and it correlates with other cities across the planet. And because of this, we are able to determine now definitively that our planet, this planet, is growing. And if you're familiar with this podcast, if you're familiar with Ideologically Illogical, then you'll understand and know that we talk a lot about everything from the Vatican to Stonehenge to pretty much all the old construction, right? The pyramids of Giza, the pyramids of Mexico, the pyramids that are underwater, the pyramids in China, the pyramids in Russia, all of them are astronomically aligned. And everyone knows this, but they don't know why. Okay, most people don't know about the Vatican. And it's not just to find out when the solstices are and when the next eclipse is, but it can do that. But the Vatican is so precise, it can tell when the Earth is off its axis. And you want to know, ask yourself, well, why would it want to know that? Because it does that. And the powers that be, the people that control our destiny, they keep track of this, because when they can predict these things, then they can bring on a natural catastrophe, blame it on the people, this, that, and the other, i.e. climate change. And hence, you know, use a natural catastrophe to their advantage to usher in a new agenda. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take this first break, and we're going to come back with everything you need to know about confirmation that our Earth is growing at an alarming rate. Great, so great news for all the scientists and ecologists and people that study history and nature and civilizations. This Earth is expanding, it's growing, it's alive, it's living. Mother Earth, bless it. I mean, think about that. We are parasites on a living entity. Pay our respects now and stop being so wasteful. In essence, that's what's really guiding the light behind the Green New Deal. And we'll get into that in another episode. But today we're going to talk about the evidence we have that the Earth is growing. So Quilco is a city discovered in Mexico that was flash eroded over by volcanic activity. And it's really great because the volcanic activity is dated back over 7,000 to 8,000 years. And the city that it preserved underneath would typically be considered a Mayan or Aztec, even Incan, Olmec, Toltec, whatever city. And all of those are relatively just put back between, you know, relatively just prior to BC to 800 after. Up until the conquering of the Spanish. And let's face it, their history and heritage has to go way further back. And this is the evidence of that. They have round pyramids, unlike the square pyramids that we're so used to seeing in Egypt of Giza, right? Or in China, the square pyramids in China, or the square pyramids in Russia, or the square pyramids in let's say El Distrito Federal, right, in Mexico City. Those places, Those are from a later epoch, and we'll get into that. And that's how we know that the earth is growing, right? That's the evidence. But getting back to these round pyramids, the round pyramids have only been discovered in certain locations. One of the locations would be Jekyll Island, Georgia. And that's where the Federal Reserve was created. And if you're not familiar with the Jekyll Island story, I suggest you Google it, you look it up, you go back and look at one of my old podcasts or a couple of them. And we talk extensively about Jekyll Island, not only because its significance with the creation of the Federal Reserve System and how Rockefeller and all the other elites gathered there to create this private banking system, but the fact that they did it knowingly on this ancient native lands that had human sacrificial worshiping done on it with these round pyramids. As a matter of fact, Rockefeller himself built his cabin over the main sacrificial mound pyramid. And to this day, the hotel is still there. I mean, the Jekyll Island is a very famous resort. Go look it up, and you can go visit it to this day. And they'll tell you all about these Indians. Another area where you find these round pyramids of such is Crystal River, Florida. And it's quite interesting because the city layout around the round pyramids is exactly the same. And you find these round pyramids in the Cuilco place that I was mentioning in Mexico that got buried with the lava flow. And I think there's one other place, and I can't remember the name, in Mexico. And so you have all these places with these round pyramids. And that's the underlying tying in that wraps it all together. That and the fact of the burial from the lava flow dates it. Now, based on that, when we look at the Earth epoch, in that time, going back to that 7,000 to 8,000 year period, we have to look at the Earth and where it was everywhere. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with an area called Doggerland, but Doggerland was an area of land that connected Europe to Great Britain before waters came up and rose up and flooded it. In other words, there was dry land between Europe and Great Britain, and this area was called Doggerland. And so during those times when the water had receded that low and Doggerland was present, right, over on this side in the Americas, the Yucatan Peninsula connected to all the islands in the Caribbean and to Florida. And what we now call the Gulf of Mexico was actually a lake, and surrounding it was mountains. And lower than that was you know, the land. And they could connect by canoe and boat and you know, this, that, and the other. And everyone knows how seafaring these people were. And not only that, but they had flying devices too. And we'll get into that. And if you want to, like I said, go check out some other episodes and you'll see all about the Antiquitech and how it's being held back from us. As a matter of fact, why do you think it's called Crystal River where these mountains are at? It's not because the water is so crystal clear. It's because of the crystals that are there and what it can be done with crystal technology. So if you're not familiar with crystal tech, I have actually several ideologically illogical episodes specifically on crystals and how they're used for power harnessing and retaining sentient memory of is, was, and forever will be. But anyway, getting back to what we're talking about here, the earth is growing because these old ancient cities dating back to these old times prior to the cataclysm, right, that shifted everything over to these new times with this newfound amnesia, which is why this whole creation of this false history that's made up that no one can relate to because it's just make-believe, right? When you look at these ancient cities, they have these round pyramids in the middle, and surrounding them are 10 buildings. The 10 buildings are the 10 months of the year, because back then the earth was small and it only had 10 months. But as it grew larger, it increased, and then we increased with it and gained 2 more months. Julius Caesar, right, added those months, hence August for Augustus Caesar and July for Julius Caesar. And those were the 2 months added. That's why October is the 10th month, even though oct means 8, right? Think about it, right? So these things had to be changed along the way because the earth grew. It's not that these people didn't know how to predict time. They were very efficient at predicting time. It's that the Pangaean, right? Earth is growing. And when you break that word down, Pangaean, it's very amazing, because what it really means is Pangaean was surrounded by a global ocean called Panthalassa, and it was fully assembled by the early Permian epoch, right? Some 299 million to 273 million years ago. Its name is derived from the Greek Pangaea, meaning all of earth, and Gaia, right, is the female goddess representation in Greek mythology of earth and the ancestral mother, right, the parthenogenic of all life. And so in essence, this is what it all comes back to. This is the belief system going back to polytheism, when they knew about the matriarchy, and what they were praying to the magic for was for the earth to give its bounty to them. And they wanted the blessings of the earth. And that magic has been stolen from those and now misguided. And now everything's just a bad representation of nobody knows anything, because the very serious case of amnesia this world has over who we used to be. Anyway, guys, that's it for today. Check back tomorrow, and we've got another great episode coming up. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Ideologically Illogical. And we will catch you later. Roger Dodger, over out.